KBOA.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
What is it, the main body for the Heltec you need? And is it a GPS unit or a non-GPS unit?
No GPS. This one's just that little Heltec V3 board. You know, the $28 board with the antenna mount and the antenna net. I don't need the antenna, but I do need the SMA connector net to go into the case. So we'll wait for it. I still got two that I've got. I was just going to use this one and keep the other ones for other purposes. So to run it for right now, I've got one to put in the vehicle. But this was going to be the permanent mount and get Velcroed in there and that so that I had it. But so no big deal. Waiting for it. It was just kind of surprised me that it came back with that type of shipping date when I could see if it was out of stock, but it wasn't. So we'll wait and see. We're good on it otherwise. So any other comments or questions for the net?
VOA.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Tomorrow and Wednesday, I believe, are prime days, so you may be able to get a deal on it. I think I only paid just a little bit less than $23 for my last Heltec board. So back to net control, PCVA.
Yeah, this was like, I think, $28 or something for the ones that I bought. I bought two others before. So, yeah, I have to check Prime, see what to say. And I also got confirmation. They're probably sold out now because I didn't buy one. But notified when the station G2 boards were in. So I got an email that said that they were in stock. So a little pricey on those. I'd like to kind of see how those would work, but looking at those are only good if they have to be powered. They're not really designed for battery use, so they take 12-volt power or USB, and there's a certain requirement for those. So it's designed to be a good Rosine type of thing if you're going to power it up, but you'd have to get power to its location, at least 12 volt off in it. It'd be better if we had one of the WISE boards that you could do power over Ethernet and run a cable up that way. That I think that would work better. It's just a little lower power. This other board's got up from 0.36, I think, is its top output on it. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Tonight we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, have a safe night, everyone, and a good week.